Dr. Jeff Hoswell. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you? I haven't had the chance to be outside yet today either, so I think the rain came and went, and I don't think I even knew. But yeah, it's always sunny down here in the south side where we're located.
That's good for your solar buses and all the other fun things that go along with.
That's right, with a light breeze so that I can smell the McDonald's French fries.
Two
buildings away from our office.
There you go, a little Starbucks coffee too, just in case you need a little caffeine pick me up here.
Right.
Here in the afternoon. Well, spring break is behind us. March is here. Heck, March is almost over when we complete this week. We'll have obviously the Easter holiday on Sunday. We'll be April 1st on Monday. We've had a ton of news since we have talked to you last. Well, let's not bury the lead, as they say in the business. It was announced a few weeks ago, I think right before spring break, that you and the MCCSE school board have decided to part ways after the 2023-2024 academic year, fiscal year. I don't have that in front of me, but that came as shocking news. And, what led to that decision from both parties? And what can you tell us here on the 26th day of March?
Well, most importantly, we're focused forward. We're focused on the remainder of the school year, Mike. We do have a lot to tie up, if you will. And also, we're really focused on a smooth transition. The community, the students, they deserve that. They don't deserve interruptions, whether that's in programs or operations or anything like that. So really, I think that I commend the board, and I'm fully dedicated in making sure that this is not a disruptive process. We know that superintendents oftentimes, I forget what the average is in Indiana, it might be 2.5 years, but nonetheless, we are really focused on making sure that this isn't disruptive in nature. If you notice, I know that when the board sent out a joint statement that was co-authored by the board president and myself, we really are looking back and celebrating everything that we've accomplished in 3 years. I mean, everything from, of course, transitioning out of the pandemic, hopefully no more than a once-in-a-century or once-in-a-lifetime event that really created strains on families, on health, on learning. We celebrate that. Of course, we then quickly sprung into a 2022 referendum that was really focused on improving salaries. Before that, you may recall major disruptions in transportation. So we overhauled our transportation system from a two-tier to a four-tier. That's saving the taxpayers millions of dollars, taking a lot of buses off the road, allow us to be more efficient. We've updated our technology with that. And then I said, in November of 2022, we approved a referendum, and right now we have teacher salaries that are in the upper echelon of state averages. We have bus drivers and food service workers and maintenance workers, paraprofessionals, office professionals, whose salaries are the top 10% of the state. So we're really pleased about that. As you know, last year we focused on conversations about early childhood education. And I think we know that there are lots of unknowns about that, Mike. But I think families are beginning to understand the importance of early childhood education and the many things that came in the 2023 referendum. We have universal four-year-old pre-K next year, free school supplies, testing, career education fees removed. And so I think we're just beginning to sort of understand the many benefits of that. And so, as we began outlining those things, oftentimes change can be hard. People can resist it, but we have a really progressive board who is really focused on doing innovative things. And it's just been a pleasure and a privilege for 3 years to be involved in that. And then ultimately, is basically any time that you believe that there may be a more effective way to move forward. It's just a simple separation agreement, and that's a conversation between the board and I. And the reality is that now we're focused on transitioning. I know the board is going to begin the process of selecting, I believe, an interim superintendent, and really transitioning. So we've got a lot to do in the next 3 months.
When you talk about transitioning in an interim, is that something in the next weeks, days? Well, how long will is your contract say? Just so people have an idea of the timeline of this process going forward.
Well, so I am on contract till June 30th, 2023, and so you know, I guess that's another 3 months, and so. I do not know the timeline by which the Board of School Trustees will hire an interim superintendent. But once they do, I'll just be available to assist them and really help provide any guidance, answer questions, and allow them to really set their own direction going forward with the Board of School Trustees. I'm sure that it will look different, and I know that they'll continue to focus on new challenges and get some great results as well.
Dr. Jeff Hoswald is our guest. He is the superintendent of the MCCSC here until, well, as you've just heard, well, and you've known since back on March 7th, this was released, that the board and the superintendent are going in their different directions. What is left to do? What can be left to do? I don't know how to phrase this, because if there's an interim superintendent, how much business is going to get done? What would you like to see done before that happens?
Well, I mean, the reality is that there's a lot of planning taking place for next year. I was just looking. I think we have 282 students enrolled, new students enrolled for four-year-old pre-K next year. That could be anywhere from 24 to 26 classes. So there's a lot of planning to go into that.
Well, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, we're also, of course, just basic enrollment, staffing, and just the many things that go into the operational pieces that have to be planned and prepared for the start of the 24-25 school year. Of course, as a superintendent, we continue to work closely. I continue to work closely with the Board of School Trustees. As you can see on tonight's agenda, the board is continuing to tackle a lot of pressing things. A few of those include taking another look at whether or not the process for attendance zone redistricting. I know that they're going to have a conversation about that, and that tonight they're also going to have a conversation about the Child Templeton Elementary School mergers and whether they want to continue that conversation. These are all board-led, really board priorities. And as a superintendent, we continue to facilitate that, to answer their questions and allow them to arrive at the decisions they feel are best.
And I've asked you this the last few months, and for people who don't understand how this works, it sounds like a broken record, but I think there is something in there. Do you work for the board? Does the board work for you? How does that part of all of this work itself out?
Well, there's a clear delineation of responsibilities. If you go on the NES School Board Association website, for those who are really in the policy piece of this, you can look and see this delineation of board roles and superintendent roles. But a lot of times it's just generally the board hires a superintendent to do a lot of the day-to-day operational pieces and to make recommendations to the board. Ultimately, a board's primary responsibilities are to hire a superintendent, pass policy, to set goals, and to approve a budget. Those are their four areas, but of course, boards have broad powers. They can sort of veer into the administrative lane when they believe it's right and just and appropriate and necessary.
Was there a straw that broke the camel's back, or was this a deterioration over time? What can you tell me? What can't you tell me?
Oh, no, I don't think it was any of those things. I feel like there was a clear charge from the board to be very progressive, to really do a lot of great things and implement. There was urgency, and I feel like you know, I had led through that process as to the greatest of my ability, and I think it's good for someone else to come in and come up with some new ideas to continue to help the board. I wouldn't say it was any of those things, really.
Do you do an exit interview with them, or have you been this has been the interview?
No, I think that I can request an exit interview. But I work with the board very closely,
So there's not a miscommunication layer to this.
I really don't think so.
Okay,
no, Mike.
Dr. Jeff Oswald's our guest, and obviously, as we learned before spring break earlier this month, that the superintendent and the MCCSE will be parting ways at the latest on June 30th. I would assume that if they hire an interim superintendent tomorrow, that speeds up the timeline.
Well. Well, there's a meeting tonight. I don't know how they would hire one tomorrow. They'd have to hire him in a meeting. So
you'd know absolutely. About it. Huh? We'd all know about it. Huh?
What's that?
I'm trying to keep a sense of humor in this because this is heavy lifting. This is real life stuff. It's not easy.
I mean, in reality, the sooner the board were to hire an interim superintendent or a superintendent, then the sooner we would begin the transition process. I'm still on contract till June 30th. So I guess it would give us maybe a longer runway, but that's to be seen. So we can adjust accordingly. The reality is that I'm always available to help in transition. And listen, I care about this community. It's an amazing place. Just great staff members, teachers, administrators, great students and families. And so I'll do anything I can to help in the transition. And also, beyond that, I want MCCSE and Bloomington, the greater Bloomington area, to be successful.
And your role tonight at the board meeting is the same as it always is? Nothing's different?
Absolutely.
All right. What else is on your agenda? I know there's busy things going on, as you mentioned. I saw a headline in the paper today about scheduling. We're going to wait on that until the new superintendent is going to be chosen. You talked about the Childs and Templeton merger. Where are those in the timeline, or is that all come to a cautious pause right now?
Well, to be clear, redistricting and any merger conversations are board priorities and they're board privileges. So I don't necessarily know those are directly correlated with the selection of a superintendent. I think that, in many cases, we continue and the administrative staff continues to answer questions, provide support to the board, but I see that as a board decision. So I don't know that those two are directly related. I know the school schedule committee has had a series of meetings, and my advice was that I know that they have a draft and they're working on finalizing the report, it makes most sense to me for them to meet and confer with the new superintendent, right, who will be charged with taking that information and trying to respond and continue to improve access and opportunity and the other things that were charged in all areas within the strategic plan, including what secondary schools look like in the future.
So this is best for both parties. Is this how I'm reading this? Am I getting that correctly?
It's best for the school schedule for them now to pause and wait and consult with the new superintendent, because the reality is anything that I get that says these are some things we would suggest are going to have to be solved next year. And so anything that can be solved next year or should be solved next year, I think it's best to
let that happen next year.
Absolutely.
Dr. Jeff Oswald is our guest, the superintendent of the MCCSC. Any misconceptions we'd like to clear up, or you feel that you've been the story has been told fairly?
Well, I mean, I don't think that there is I think that the story is best told by the joint statement made by the board and myself. I mean, the reality is we've done a lot of great things in 3 years. We celebrate those successes. And we're focused on making sure that this district continues to move forward, meet the needs of students, and to celebrate the importance of education in Monroe County and in Bloomington community. So I think that any single issue can be a distraction. I mean, the reality is on a really large systemic scale. There's been significant improvements and enhancements, and I really enjoyed being a part of it.
What's next for Dr. Jeff Oswald?
Time will tell, my friend.
Well, I hope the door is open. The phone lines are always open here, and we've appreciated your transparency on this program and answering our questions. And I thought it came as a shock when I read that back on March 7th. And again, if the greater good is being served, we thank you for your time and effort as well. And I don't know if I'll talk to you next month, but I hope I do.
Well, I hope so. Michael, we'll try to touch base. I definitely want to thank you and your listeners. Again, this community supports public education, supports MCCSC. I have always felt supported, I don't know what's next, but I know that I'll look back fondly with a lot of great memories of the time here. And there is a new hired interim superintendent, most likely it will be best for you to meet them. If not, then I'll be back at the April meeting. At the April call-in, and we'll continue this conversation. But either way, I'm always available, and you know, Mike, I sure do appreciate all you do for MCCSC.
Well, I thank you, my friend, as well. And it's not an easy job, and anybody who thinks it is sorely mistaken, being on the board or being the superintendent or just being involved when you have a very, very passionate fan base, so to speak.
Or running a local radio show.
Oh, it's a one-man show. This is easy. I just look in the mirror and yell a lot. That's
you
all
make
I
make it look easy.
That's all I do. You can't see me. That's why top hat, tuxedo top hat.
You and that staff of 15 work really hard every day.
15? Where are you getting the other 14 from? It's like gremlins. You throw water on them overnight and they multiply. Yeah. No.
Right.
No, we have a great time, and we've always appreciated your candor and honesty and upfrontness with us to help us make sense of some difficult issues, decisions, whatever it may be. So I can't thank you enough for taking the time. You don't have to do this. And people listening think that we walk over there with a bag full of cash and say, hey, put the super in. No, they do that because it's right for the community. And to hear how it's going and what is happening is called transparency. And a lot of places don't operate that way. And we are thankful that our community does. People want to know more. People want to get involved. And, the fourth Tuesday of every month, except the months it wasn't on the fourth Tuesday, I always appreciated
right.
your time. I always appreciated
That's
your
right.
time.
Well, nonetheless, so it is tonight. It is a 6 o'clock collab, 6 o'clock p.m. If you're interested, it's also streamed online. And then in April, it is, again, the fourth April. So, I hope that we talk again in April. We'll see if there's an interim superintendent. If so, I'm sure you'll talk to them. If not, you'll get the you'll just get old Dr. Oswald. So I do hope you have a great Easter weekend, a great Easter holiday. Do you got plans, by the way, for Easter?
Probably. I don't know if they've been dictated just yet. I'll probably learn later in the proceedings today. Tuesday's usually busy in our household. A quick calendar update, just so everybody's aware. Good Friday, we go to school, right? There's no
That's right.
no break this week.
Right.
But on Monday, April 8th, nobody's going to be we're going to be eclipsing. But you will
That's
not
right.
be
no
eclipsing
school.
At school.
No school. The offices are closed. Even our parking lots are closed. Some insurance and safety regulations and some pieces.
Well, say
there.
That so, again yeah, quietly, because I think some people are going to be like, "Oh, hey, there's a million spots over here. Let's just go and do that." That's not a thing to do.
Yeah. Well, the lots are going to be closed just for liability. There's no one to monitor or patrol them, and a lot of people forget there's a difference between tailgating it. An IU parking lot and tailgating at a K-12 public education lot in Indiana. There's restrictions on smoking, alcohol, and many other things. And so, we will have our lots closed.
All right, folks, there you go. So it looks convenient, but they're not going to be open. And find a safe place to be.
Stay home and be safe.
Well, my whole point is just look up. You don't even need a ticket. Just make sure you have those fancy right. glasses on. We don't have to go anywhere to look up. You can just look up and, well.
That's right, and we have provided those. We have curricular material. We have sent that home. Glasses are going home to all of our students and staff so we can all kind of do a joint participation in this event from home.
Well, there you go. So no school, and then we'll run it out through the rest of the school year. Thank you again, my friend. I've always enjoyed our conversations, and I hope we have more in the future.
Hey, me too, Mike, and you take care, and thanks for all you do.
That's Dr. Jeff Oswald. He is the MCCSC superintendent for now, and as he just eloquently put, The board and the superintendent have decided to part ways as of March 7th. They had a quick meeting, a special session or whatever it was. You can go back and read all about it if this is new information to you, which I don't think it would be. But once the interim superintendent is appointed, we will go from there. That is the next order of business before the board hires a full-time superintendent. So you know what I know, and we thank Dr. Jeff Hoswald, who has given us more than necessary time in his tenure here, and we do appreciate that.